For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday morning, August the 31st, 1979. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Labor Day Camp Meeting in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Reverend Joe Williams is the speaker of the morning, praying for the sick.
Be sure you keep all these sermons and everything else you hear around here. Just keep them forever. We just met Brother... What's his name? I almost forgot his name right now. The young man was here. And I noticed he's very efficient at the piano. And his lovely little wife is very good at leading singing. And they're going to be a real blessing to us here during this meeting. I'll let you in on a little secret. We are very blessed and having a lot of heaven with us this morning. The enemy has been fighting us here in a very, very definite way. Millions and millions of these spirits have centered in upon us here. But this morning, sometime, we had a great army from heaven come. And they are now encamped around about us to stay here throughout this camp meeting. And keep the atmosphere clear so that God can minister to us in any way that he sees fit. It's very touching to know that it's so real and that all that we have, all the things that we have at our very fingertips, if we would just realize it and understand it, and we can ask and we can receive. So standing near me right now is the captain of that great host. Many, many chariots, fire blazing. I can see them, just the fire blazing around. Beautiful horses that are hitched to these chariots that pull them with all the armor. This may sound strange to you, but why not let you... They're very, very real to me and so very intimate with me. And this captain was over there, and I was sitting in the chair too near, and I was talking with him there for a few moments. And his name is Perioni, and he's the captain of this great heavenly host that's watching over us now. Aren't you grateful? Let's thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. We're so happy to see Brother and Sister Rogers come in this morning, the Four Square pastors from down Jackson, Mississippi. And these lovely people from Decatur, Illinois, have come to be with us. They heard about the camp meeting, and somebody told them about myself, and here they have come. And we welcomed them again this morning. We welcomed them last night, but we welcomed them again this morning to be here. And we pray that God will meet their every need. And as they go homeward, may they be different people. And may all of you be different people as you go home today. I sense a lot of need here today. And I just believe that that man, Jesus, is going to draw near a little later on. And he's going to begin to meet your need, whatever it is. He's perfectly qualified and able to do it, don't you think so? He's bigger than all of your needs, and he doesn't have any problems at all. He just has answers. Oh, praise his wonderful name. Most of the time when I start to pray for the sick, I have group more than one. He usually comes and works along with me. And if you just pray that God will open your spiritual eyes today, you'll pray that you'll get a glimpse of the man in the seamless robe. as he passes down the aisle, perhaps, as he did in the last time we were here. He came walking in the door and come down the aisle. You'll hear the rustle of his garments as he passes by. He's your Savior. He's your gift from the Father. He's your every need. And he wants to get all of us into that place where we will feel that he is all we need. And he's trying to get us to that place where we'll make that full and complete committal, that we will feel and we will trust him and depend totally, fully, wholly upon him for everything we need. He's doing a special work today, it seems, in trying to prepare hearts for the future. What it holds, we don't know, but it doesn't look good, does it? We don't know what's around the corner, but we know who's above us, and we know who'll be holding our hand. Be sure that you put your hand in his hand and just leave it there. You'll be in good keeping. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think. That power that worketh in us, it's here right now. All we got to do is just touch it by faith and start it moving, start it working, and it'll do it. Let's see for just a few moments this morning. I'm not going to talk very long. I want to be ministering to you. Some desperate needs out there. You've come a long ways. Many of you have come a long ways. As far as I know about, the farthest one is Portland, Oregon. And she's already received great, great blessing. And practically, I think, everything she needed. And that was a good many things. But the Lord has already taken care of it. And she's now enjoying the means. Praise the Lord. Well, let's read something here. In St. Luke, the 19th chapter, the 35th verse, and they brought him to Jesus, that is, the colt, and they cast their garments upon this colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. He answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out, Oh, hallelujah. And when he was come near, he beheld the city, and he wept totally. And he said these words, If thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, if thou only knew. But now they're hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round about, compass thee round and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even to the ground and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. The verse I want to call your attention to is at 41st. And when he was come near, he beheld the city. Let's go back now to Matthew, the 29th chapter. He had just healed, in this 9th chapter, he just healed the 2 blind men's eyes. And they went out and spread in the 31st verse, and they just spread it abroad, his fame in all that country. And as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devil. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease among the people. Healing every sickness and every disease among the people. The man owed the 30th verse, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, harvest truly is plenteous, the labors are few, that the Lord will send forth more labors into the harvest. And so he commissions them and sends them out immediately. But notice that 36th verse, and when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, the sheep having no shepherd. The most beautiful story was ever told is the story that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whoever will believe in him shall have life, and life more abundantly. There's hope for the world. There's a way out of this chaos and trouble, sorrow, and death. You travel down the row, there are cemeteries on the right hand and the left. But there's a way out of it all. God has made a way. And that way is his Son, Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth of life. I'm everything that this world needs, all bundled up and wrapped up in that love gift, is every need of humanity. If it would only know to avail itself of this golden opportunity while it is a day, and in this day of grace, to reach out and take his hand that's been nail-pierced. That's the way out of it all. That's the way into hope. That's the way into a beautiful tomorrow. God hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Another place Jesus wept when he came to the tomb of Lazarus. He saw the people, and he felt the suffering of Lazarus' sisters, and the pressure all around him. He stood there before he'd done anything and just wept a while. And the Jews that come along said, behold how he loved him, when they saw him weep. I would like to introduce you afresh this morning to a man that weeps easily, to a man that is moved with compassion toward your need, your family's needs. All of your problems. Every one of us are problem children, it seems. But there's someone who is interested in every minute detail of your life and of your home life and everything that you're concerned with. He's concerned with it, too. Every pain that you've ever felt, he's felt it, too. Every sickness, every temperature that's burned on your being, and your brow has been hot and feverish. He felt it. He knows. He understands, because he was here with us. He walked the old dusty trails of Palestine. He mingled in and out among the suffering, and he looked at the people. His great heart of compassion. You know why he healed the people? He just couldn't keep from healing them, because he loved them. Because he loved them. He didn't do it to show his deity altogether. That might have been something that might have been incorporated. But primarily, he healed the people because he loved them. And their pains, their sorrow, their oppressions, everything that weighted them down, touched him. We have these occasions where he wept, where he was moved with compassion. How many other times he turned aside and looked the other way and let the tears course down his cheeks? We don't know. It's not recorded. But you know, we're in a hard, cruel world this morning. But there is tenderness. There is understanding. There is compassion. There is somebody who does care this morning. He cares about you. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be full of health. He wants you to live free from problems as near as possible as this life can make them. He doesn't want to do everything for us, but he wants to do them through us. Understand that, through us. We are partners, workers together with him. He wants forgiveness for every soul. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants men to believe. He wants men to see his son Jesus. The Father wants men to see his son Jesus. I gave him. I loved you. I gave something right from my own heart. I let him leave heaven for a while. I missed him. But the blessing that came to me was that he was with you. That gave the Father a lot of comfort to know he's not here, but he's there with the people that I love. You don't understand. It's impossible for us to understand how much God loves you. To say, Brother Williams, look what a failure I've been. Don't look at me. I understand. He understands. Some of us have been miserable sinners. But somebody loved and somebody cared, and he loved us away from the world and loved us away from the devil and just loved us unto himself. And there he holds us today by the most powerful force in all existence, the power of his holy love. He loves you this morning, brother, sister, more than you can now possibly understand or comprehend. They're his people. He sees in us his sorrow, his death, his suffering. We are the fruit of it. The fruit of his suffering, his death. We mean something to him. The church is that royal body that one day will be put on display. He's going to show heaven someday what grace can do, what his death produced. He's going to be decked out in all royal robes that heaven can possibly manufacture or create. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we're going to sit there by his side on the throne. He that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and sit down with my Father on his throne. You got a place waiting there, the vacant seat for your brother, sister, this morning. Don't that make you feel good? You're a king already. Recognize it. You're a priest already. Recognize it. You're a son already. Recognize that. Who you are this morning. Through love's travail, you are what you are. He suffered to bring us this far. And I don't think he's going to forsake us now and let us go. He's going to bring us, take us, lead us the rest of the way. Glory to God. But he wants you all fixed up and decked out with a good, strong, healthy body. He doesn't want you to be kicked around, pushed around by the devil. And some of you have had it, haven't you? You've had it. Well, let's make up our mind that today that it's going to stop. I'm going to understand that I have in my heart and in my hand a weapon that's stronger and bigger than he is. And it's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow before that name. Hallelujah. Every tongue shall confess it. Oh, it's that name of Jesus that he fears this morning. I'm reading a little short article about some tourists visiting Russia. And some of them had tucked away a couple of Bibles in their baggage, and they were discovered as they passed through customs. What a disturbance it caused. Then they had to put everything back in their suitcases and everything and go back through and then have a new search just in case they overlooked one. And the individual who was a Christian said, what a one little book. It isn't a book. It's him that's in the book. It's him. It's him the book they don't want there. Thank God that we've got him in our hearts this morning, and we welcome him. We found him. Hallelujah. Was it Nathaniel said, oh, come over here, brother. We found him. Hallelujah, we found him. Hallelujah. It's him this morning, and him. It's him that's all you need this morning, too. He can take care of every one of your needs, and he can do it so easy. And in here yesterday morning, just a few moments, and one of these lovely people had just come from Decatur, Illinois, standing here. Jesus gave her a brand new heart. It was too small and had a valve that wasn't closing right in it. And just a few moments there, she had a brand new heart. Everything's working beautiful, and I'm sure it is this morning. It was when I tested it last. You see, he's able. And you come to meet him. I hope you didn't come just to hear preaching, because you can hear preaching around every corner just about. There's churches everywhere. There's all kinds of preachers. If you're looking just to get preached at, you don't have to go very far. But some of you have come a long way, not just to get preached at, but to get something from whom we're preaching about. We're trying to present and make Christ so real to you that you'll be able to touch the hem of his garment today. And he'll make you a new man, a new woman. Some of you have been so pressed down by the enemy, the whole nervous system has been so depleted. I'm finding so many curses that's been placed upon people. So many curses. And I found that it's just almost useless to pray and ask God to heal them unless you break these curses. Because they'd be right back in the healing line the next time you pray into the people. Let's go to the root. Let's go to the bottom. Let's break his power through that name, that all-powerful name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The name of Jesus can do it. As I passed in this morning, I was looking at a party. The Holy Spirit was showing that this party, they're sitting in this audience this morning, that party had a curse put on them when they were born. It wasn't there in the family line, but somebody cursed that baby. And now they've had to suffer all through their life for the lack of somebody having some knowledge somewhere. Where is the church? Where is the church? What level is she on? Where are we? Oh, God, we're living in such a subnormal level. Let's pray and ask God to do a deep work in us all. Get us away from the froth and the chaff and the surface. Let's find a deep place in God. For when we say something, let it produce. I find a lot of people that don't agree with me, and they don't like my methods. But I've made this decision. I'm going to work in a way so I can see production. I want to see something happen. I want to see God do the thing that he said here in his word he would do. I don't care anything about methods, really. I want to see results. I want to see you healed. I want to see you delivered this morning. Power of the enemy is a hold of you. Practically every one of you sitting out there this morning, he has some kind of a hold on you this morning. I know that, so why not believe it? And say, I'm going to reach up and I'm going to touch Jesus and he's going to deliver me during these meetings. Thank God, and I'm going to go back home a new person. I'm not going to be the same. I refuse it. You don't have to be. He has paid the price completely. Thank God. God said, I've sacrificed my son. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was led as a lamb and tied there to that whipping post, while a big, strong Roman soldier with a whip in his hand applied the cat o' nine tails 39 times to that back, cutting into his flesh until you could see his rib cage. No doubt in his vertebrae, in his back, the blood running down. He's done it for your healing this morning. Don't forget that. Somebody paid a price that you may be healed and you may have a strong, well body. Believe it and accept it this morning. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with his stripes, we're healed. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. With his stripes we're healed. Say it with me this morning. With his stripes we're healed. With his stripes we're healed. Hear it, ye spirit world. Ye inhabitants of the spirit world, hear it this morning. By whose stripes I was healed. Glory to God. Thank God for the anointing that backs it up this morning, don't you? Thank God for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God has made ample provision. He's left nothing undone. It means for you and I to be conquerors. Not to be the conquered, but the conquerors. The conquerors. Retake the earth. Retake communities, cities, towns, countries for God. We sit around and talk about the weakness of our government. And how the communists are taking over. And how everything is going to ruin. Why don't we talk a little faith once in a while? Say, God is able. God is able to change programs. God is able to thwart the enemy. He's planning a lot of things. But before it ever comes into culmination, before the thing is hatched, there's somebody can reach out their hand and tear the whole thing to pieces. He can do it. We can do it. But faith can do anything. Come on. Faith can do anything, can it? Faith can do anything. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe and receive it, you shall have it. All things are possible to him that believeth. Say it with me. All things are possible to him that believeth. If that isn't true, then what I've said isn't right. But he says, the apostle didn't say it, but he said it. And what he says to me bears a little more weight than what Paul said or Peter said or anybody else. If it come directly from headquarters, thank God it didn't come second-handed. It come direct. He said it. He said it. All things are possible to him that believeth. Hallelujah. All things. Let's get our faith working. Praise God. Let's zero in. All you good ministers are going to help me. Let's zero in during this meeting. Let's talk Jesus. Let's point everyone to Jesus. Let's let the side issues fall to the right and left. Let's stay on the main line. The great conqueror, the great deliverer. Let's preach faith in the hearts of God's people. We've come here for deliverance. Victory, this is the deliverance center. We've come for deliverance. Let's believe we're going to get it. Thank God, and that faith is preached into us and fed into us. Thank God, we'll see God back up his word. And faith will begin to produce. You don't even have to come to get prayed for. Praise God, you can get healed sitting right out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to heal you right now. Praise God. I feel it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Excuse me while I take off my coat. Oh, you thank you, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll do it for you right now. If you need a miracle, he'll do it. If you've been surgery or otherwise, you lost organs out of your body, he'll replace them this morning right here. He'll do it. He's big enough to do it.
She's able. Praise God. If you need a new heart this morning, he'll give it to you, and it'll be done so easy you'll wonder how it really happened. Some of you have been carrying it, your troubles and your physical troubles and sicknesses so long that when it does happen, you just can't hardly believe it. Just can't hardly believe it. But we can just get to Jesus. Thank God he can do it for you. Do you want to come to Jesus this morning? Praise the Lord. How many have heart troubles this morning? Low blood pressure, high blood pressure, what all? Anybody here? Come on forward. Let him heal you right this morning. Come on. Praise God. How many have spinal trouble? Have back trouble? Come on, let him heal you this morning. Come on. How many have cancer this morning? Or you have had cancer? Have you? Anybody here had cancer or got cancer this morning? Now, this is plenty right now because I don't know whether I'll get around and pray for all of these or not. If I can use some more, I'll invite you. Kind of line up here is to get so I can walk up down here and touch you. We'll see what all you need, and then we'll ask God to heal you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, when I ask the Lord to heal, listen, audience, please, everybody, nobody be moving around, but let's keep reverent, and let's just keep our minds and hearts right on the Lord. And then when I ask God to heal, everybody out there, not in great volume, but anyway, everybody start thanking the Lord for doing it. And you who are being prayed for, you just thank the Lord. When I ask him to do it, you thank him. Just start thanking him and just keep on thanking him and do nothing else but just thank him. I'll do the asking and you do the receiving. You do the thanking. Praise his wonderful name. Praise his name. She feels better than yesterday, but she just wants to be checked.
Thank you, Father.
Bless her eyes. She's just a beautiful person. She thrills me. Amen. Now, your blood pressure and everything is just perfect this morning. From the top of your head to your soles of your feet, as far as I can see, he's done a perfect, complete work. Now, this is the third time I've had to tell you that. Don't you just kind of believe it? God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You go sit down and pray for the rest of them now. You just thank him for it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What did you need, brother?
I need some strength in the back. I've had some back problems when it reoccurred here all 4 weeks ago.
Okay. How many in this line here have back trouble? Keep your hands up. Let me see. Yes. Your spine, you've got about 6 vertebras out in your spine there, and you have trouble. Your spine is very twisted, very twisted. And it's got to be straightened up. Let's see now. And your spine, you've had trouble with your spine all your life. Yes, you have. And your spine, you've got one vertebra there that's, boy, it's really pushed over to the side. That should give you lots of pain. See, yeah. So you've got a spine that's all twisted and knotted, and you've got several twists and what in it goes different ways here. Praise the Lord. And you have spinal trouble? Yeah. And your spine has a twist in it, some vertebras all out, and your head's way off center, and oh my. And your spine is very bad, and you've got a couple of vertebras back there, I see. And you've got a real bad spine here. This spine, he's got vertebras there that's pushed way up. You've got a little spinal trouble here. You, and this little lady, and on down. Okay, now we're just going to pray for these one thing right now, this moment. Then we'll pray for something else. Okay, now lift your hands. You that have spinal trouble, just lift your hand now. Now, every one of these, it's a curse on them. In the name of Jesus, I release them from all the power of his curses. In the name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus. Everybody out there, thank him. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of... Oh! Everyone, you spirits, in the name of Jesus, I bind you now. Every one of these that have spells on you now, in the name of Jesus, I release every one of you from all of these spells through the name of Jesus. Through the name of Jesus, come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heaven. Many spells, many spells. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Still breaking. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. All of you spirits, in the name of Jesus. Leave them now. Every one of them. There they go. There they go. Every one of you leave. All of you. You cursed spirits. All of you leave. Leave them. Leave them now. Every one of you. Leave them now. In the name of Jesus. Man shall go. Every one of you. Now we bring all of their sins to you, Lord. Every one of them. Confess to you now all of their sins. And I release them now from all of their sins through the blood of Jesus. Thank him, everybody. Thank him. Through the blood of Jesus. Got so many sins here, They're going. And it is done. Now, you that have spinal trouble, look at Jesus now. He's going to do it. He's come. How many see Jesus here? Is he touching your spiritual eyes? Can you see Jesus? You see the man standing here with the long, seamless robe? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. We thank you, Lord. All right. Now, Lord, we ask you just now to straighten every one of these spines now. Put everyone perfectly in place. In Jesus' name. Just thank him. Keep on now. I'm thanking him while he does it. You do it. He's doing it now. Come on, let your faith work. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. He's yours, brother. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing every spine, straightening everyone, put everyone's head back in place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's doing it. Keep on thanking him out there, and you up here, thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I believe that's all of them. They'll test and see. Now, you that have spinal trouble, I pray for you then. Will you lift your hand so I know who you are? Let me check. Whether your spine is just as perfect as anybody's spine. Everything is gone perfectly straight. Your spine sister is perfectly straight. He did it for you. Believe it. You believe it. Oh, praise the Lord. It's all, everything's in place. Everything's perfect. And your spine was so bad, and now it is just as straight and as perfect as anybody's spine. He did it for you. God bless you. Was it you? Did you have a spine? See, I don't know who's here. Keep your hands up. Let me know. Listen, and your spine is perfect. You did it. And your head's over in place. And your spine is perfect. And your head's right in place. Praise God. And that, those two brothers gone back into place perfect. Brother dear, God bless you tonight. This morning, rather, your spine is just perfect. You had some bad vertebrae there, but they're all perfectly in place now. And yours is just as straight and perfect as can be. And all of yours is straight and perfect. And Yours is straight and perfect, too. All your vertebrae, everything's perfect. That's a little high. And you've had a lot of trouble. But your spine right now is perfect, just as great and perfect as it can be. And so is yours. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He healed every one of them. Every one of them. Every one of them. Praise the Lord. Now, how many in this group up here have heart trouble? Can I see your hands? How many have heart trouble? Hold your hands up now. Let me see. Just one, two. Heart trouble? Just two? Three? Just, if you got anything wrong, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, murmur, whatnot. Huh? Well, we'll pray for them later. We want hearts right now. You have heart trouble? You have a bad heart. You better be prayed for. I can see if you have a bad heart. Yes. Yes, I can see. You've got some arteries all clogged up there. Packed up hot. You're just ready to go on to glory right now. Almost. Girl, unless Jesus heals you today, which I believe he will, you only have about 3 months to live. And he's going to heal you today. Give you many years ahead to serve him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, lift your hands now. You need a heart. Anything you need about your heart. Lord Jesus, now you walk up and down here and you touch these that need hearts. Give them a brand new heart. Open up all these arteries and veins. Let them all clear now. Everybody, thank him. Every one of them. Thank you, Lord. 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 And he's doing it. Thank him, dear. Thank him. Praise God. All your heart. Thank him. Praise God. Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it. Only a few moments more and you'll have it done complete. That's all of them. He did it. Now, you raise your hands. Let me see it. Put your hands down and only just those that are prayed for the heart. Then you hold them up so I can check now. Heart. Your heart is just perfect right now. Your blood pressure is already perfectly normal. You had something wrapped around your heart and it's gone like that. Everything is all right. The arteries, everything is perfectly clear. It's normal. Believe me, get excited. Praise the Lord. Bless my brother. Praise God. Your heart is absolutely perfect, brother. Arteries, veins, everything is just perfect. It's perfect 100%. Get excited. Bless my brother. Praise the Lord. And your heart, too, is perfect. Nothing wrong. It's perfect. Your blood pressure is right on the dot, right there. Right there, right now. Your blood pressure is just perfect right now. Everything about it. Every artery. Everything is clear as if you never have anything wrong with it. And it's just perfect as anybody's heart. Come on. Huh? Amen. Your heart, too, is perfect. And you had a bad artery. Now, this girl had something that you don't see very often. But she had an artery that had a twist in it. So if the blood couldn't go through only just a tiny little bit go through. But that twist has all come out now and it's perfect and normal as anybody. Praise God. Thank you, dear. Praise the Lord. All right. Did you have something? Heart murmur. You had that heart murmur all your life. Yeah. You were born with it. But now it's all gone. And your heart's just as perfect as anybody's heart. Your blood pressure right now is just perfect, right on the dot. Perfect, and did it. Hallelujah! Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Did you have heart trouble? Oh, what's in your heart? Oh. That's not really your heart. Your heart looks good, unless it was something you knew for the heart now, it's perfect. But you've had terrific pressure. Nervous. Pressure. We're going to pray for that next. Right now. Did you have a heart? No? Your heart? Was your heart?
Now, this brother had two heart attacks. And she had a very bad heart here. As I told you, she only had about 3 months to live, but not to come. She's going to live to be 100 years old now. Your heart's just as perfect as anybody's. The arteries, veins, everything's perfectly clear. And this little girl, your heart's too now. See this little girl over here, Sue Ann? See here? She was born with a heart too small. That's why she's tiny now, because her heart was never big enough to pump and feed her body. But the Lord has enlarged her heart standing here, and it's perfectly normal now, and her blood pressure...
Incubator baby.
Oh. Are you her mother?
I'm her sister.
Oh, this is her sister, and she said she was an incubator baby, don't you see? It's premature difference. But now she's okay. Oh, yeah, she's okay. We did it. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to pray for nerves right now, and I don't know, we might stop. You're nervous. You're nervous. Just tension. I mean up here in this line. One, two. Okay. You that don't have any nerves. Will you please be seated and let the left... She doesn't have any nerves either, but she just hangs around. She's so hungry, she can't get rid of her. Anything passing out, she says, I want it. All the rest of you girls... I'd like to check you over here just before I think. You've had terrific mental pressure. You've had it now for years. And it's affected your whole nervous system. And yours is milder, but you've had it. And you've got quite a bit of pressure. Nervous system. One lobe of your brain is pressure there. And you've been nervous all your life. You were born in this world nervous, brother. Yeah. You got that. You see, a lot of these things are inherited. And he got this from his father. And he got it from his father. See how it comes down to generation? Holy Spirit can tell you a lot of things if you listen. This little girl, you got nerves? Good one. Tension, this lovely little English lady. But she's a pediatrician. She wants me to know she's a pediatrician. She's very sweet and very lovely person. And she has a very unusual nervous condition. Very rare. And this is an inherited thing. So it comes down from your mother's side of your house. And it goes back for 6 generations on your mother's side of the house. And she's going to break it today. Bless her. You've been oppressed. All your nervous system, all your life. All of your life. So have you. Oh. All of these. You just came up, didn't you? You just came up.
Oh.
Well, we won't send you back. We'll leave you up here. But don't anybody else come up like that. Come on, put your hands up now. Lord, in Jesus' name, I release these minds and these nervous systems right now. All the power that's upon them. I release them in Jesus' name. I'll let them completely relax from this moment on, Lord. Let them go down now in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you for it. I have good news for you. He's already healed every one of you. Thank the Lord. Praise God. You get up there with Jesus, there's the healing power so strong, it's just so heavy. You're just standing up here, the Lord has healed, taken that away. God bless you. Go on your way now, happy. Hallelujah. Fill her up this morning. Oh, fill her up, Paul. Hallelujah. Give us all she needs. Oh, hallelujah. I go. You're dismissed. Oh, everybody, I want you to pray in your prayer language now for a while. Come on. Praise the Lord in your prayer language.
Hallelujah. Go on, praise him in your prayer language. Why don't you stand up a minute? It'll rest you. Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful. He's wonderful. Oh, he's wonderful. You may be seated. Do we have any epilepsy this morning? Here. That's easy. Will you please come? And you who have arthritis, will you come? And no one else, please. Just arthritic cases and you that have seizures. Come on, don't be ashamed. This is a place to get help. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm calling for epilepsy. Are you here? You were here. Praise the Lord. Arthritis. No, that's neuritis, it isn't. Arthritis. Oh, you can stay long as you're up here. Arthritis? Yes. Lord, I bring all of these people to you now. And all of their sins. Come on, put your hand in the mouth. I bring all of their sins, first of all, to you, Lord. I confess them all to you, Lord. I take my position as a priest. And I confess their sins to you. In love, we just bear them up to you this morning. We exercise faith for them. Release them from all of their sins. Deliver out of Jesus. Everybody out there, praise the Lord, don't forget. Thank you for releasing them. 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 Thank you for releasing me. Thank you for releasing me. Thank you for releasing me. All of this thing. Yes, all of this. Praise the Lord. I want to pray first for you that have seizures. I know this brother here. Anyone else up in this lineup this morning? Just you alone? Praise the Lord. Lift your hands, brother, and let God heal you this morning. You have a terrible curse on you this morning, brother. You have bondages here. They'll have to be broken. Jesus is able. All right, look to Jesus now and begin to thank him. All the power of this curse is put on this man. I release him from it now, from all the power of it, through the name of Jesus. Everybody keep thanking the Lord for just a moment. Every one of you in the name of Jesus, find them all. Everyone he's ever yielded to in his life. Every one of you that's ever gained any power over him. In the name of Jesus, a terrible, very strong bondage here, brother. Come on, keep your hands up if you're not too tired. Look for Jesus. Terrible bondage here, brother. I release him from all of this bondage right now. Release him completely. In the name of Jesus. There are two chains around him. Come on, let's thank him.
Raise him.
Arthritis.
Get your hands up now and please God. Every one of you spirits in these people right now, in the name of Jesus, now come out of them now. Come out of them now, in Jesus' name. Command you to come out. Command you to come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All eight of you, come out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Two more there. Come on. Come on. Come on. One more. Come on. Come on. Oh, you little bit hiding away deep down in there. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. All of you, come on. 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 One more now. Stay now. Just a minute. I'm going to ask the Lord to purify these bodies, purify the bloodstream, eradicate, remove all arthritis right now. Lord, in Jesus' name. Remove, purify these bodies and these bloodstreams. Purify them. Make them perfect as pure as a baby's blood. Right now. Come on, just praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Come on, put your hands up. Get there. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Give a little something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Purify him. Purify him. Purify him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Your bloodstream is pure. Your bloodstream is pure. Your bloodstream is pure. It's all gone. You don't have any arthritis. Your bloodstream is pure as a baby. You don't have any. Oh, pure and clean. Praise God. Oh, so pure and clean. God bless you, brother. You give that to you. Too excellent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, you're just as pure and clean as can be. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Oh, God bless the rest of you. Be seated, please. I don't know. I don't feel like praying for that right now. I'm too spent right now. In the back of your head. As far as I can see and know right now, that's all gone. It's all gone. Thank you, Lord, for taking away. Thank you for releasing me. Praise the Lord.
We've known Brother Williams for many years. Some of you may not agree or understand or something, but let's get all that unbelief out of your head. I've seen Brother Williams pray for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And to my knowledge, I really don't know of a one of them that the symptom has returned or stayed. It may have come back, but it has left and they're free. We met Brother Williams at the World Convention in Miami in 1967. Herman does a better job talking about this than me. And she got involved in it, see, to start with. I think you ought to come up here, Irma. I think this ought to be. I've never seen Brother Williams pray for people like he did this morning. Was that a first time, Brother Joe? You've done it before. He's always prayed for everybody just individually. And this is the first time I've ever seen him pray for people. Well, you know, he gets more of you prayed for that way. Praise the Lord. Well, anyway, we were in California at the Full Gospel Convention. The Full Gospel breakfast every Saturday morning. Why, one day, a gentleman was interviewed at the breakfast, and he said, why do we send out someplace else to find somebody to pray for those that have demon problems, and we got somebody here in California? Well, he said he was referring to Brother Williams. Well, we went from there to the World Convention in Florida at Miami, the Full Gospel World Convention, and Irma saw this same man again, and she, well, I'll let her tell you.
I really had not even planned to go to that breakfast that morning because I used to hate to get up. At the crack of dawn and go clear to Los Angeles to eat breakfast by 7 o'clock or something. But that particular morning, Glenn was already almost dressed, and suddenly I woke up wide awake, and I said, I think I'll go. And we had our little grandson with us, and we got him ready, and we went down there, and I cannot tell you one thing that went on in that meeting except this professor from some school in Sacramento that was talking to Demas Sakarian, and he mentioned this about this deliverance man. Why do we have to get Derek Prince all the way out here to California when we have somebody here? Well, the conversation kind of went around the barn a few times, and they never did put him on, and I forgot about it until I got in Miami, and I woke up with a terrible headache. I have never had a headache like that in my whole life. And we arrived there on Thursday. Well, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I had this headache that just would not stop. I felt like I'd been hit in the head. And on Monday morning, we came to Dr. Dodd's
But I was bound determined that I wasn't going to take an aspirin. I had been healed of headaches before, and I wasn't about to take an aspirin, and I knew that there was something in my room or something causing me to have a headache. So I went down stairs in the lobby, and he ran me with this professor. At least I thought it was him, and I went over and looked at his bed, and he said, that's in California. So I asked him, where's this deliverance man you brought with you? Of course, he was a little startled.
He didn't know who I was, and he said, well, he's sitting over there on that couch. So I walked over there, and I said to him, would you pray for me, sir, for deliverance? And he said, well, of course. How did you know about that I could pray? And I said, well, I was in Los Angeles last Saturday, and I heard about you the week before. So I had been in a lot of Derek Prince meetings, and it somewhat frightened me. At least I didn't want to be prayed for down there in that hotel lobby, you know, where everybody was around. And I said to him, I'll find my husband, and would you pray for me up in my room? So he said, all right. Well, when you see Glenn working at a convention, he's never any place at 1 second. He's here, there, and so I looked and looked, and I couldn't find Glenn, but I finally found an elderly lady from L.A., and I said to her, would you go up to my room so this man can pray for my headache? So she said, all right, I'll go with you. And then we met Glenn, so all three of us went. And when we got up there, he said, well, I'd like to pray for this other lady first. So I said, okay. And he said to her, you have a wonderful mind, it's as clear as a bell, and your heart is good, and he went down the line looking at her physical ailments, if any, and finally he said to her, you do have a spot on your liver, and she began to weep real hard. So I said to her, Gertrude, don't cry. If the Lord shows him this, he's surely going to heal you. So she said, all right, and he said to her, now this came in to you 13 years ago, it has a name, if you'd like to know what it is. So she said, all right. So he said to her, its name is envy. She thought a minute. She said, yes, that's right. So he had her repent, and then he prayed for her. Then it was my turn. Oh, she cried because the week before she came to Miami, she had gone to the hospital for a total checkup. And that was the only thing that doctor had found wrong with her, was a spot on her liver. And I always have laughed afterwards about it because, you know, if you get a liver attack, you really turn greenish yellow. And the old saying, green with envy, may not be so strange after all. That's what I saw about it. Well, Gertrude Holmes, if any of you know her, she is still going strong in all the foreign areas for the full gospel, and she must be 80-some years old. Well, then it come my turn. And He said to me, well, no wonder you have a headache. There are five very large spirits walking around you trying to kill you. And they literally are hitting you in the head. And he said they were assigned to you at birth to kill you. And I'm telling you, I have been so near death so many times that I could relate to that. Car accidents, operation, surgery, various things that I have been right at death's door. And the Lord, some way, lifted me up and brought me out despite all these things. Satan comes to kill and to destroy us. And that's what he's after from birth, especially if you're destined to be in warfare. I feel that he just keeps after you, trying to pull you down, stop you. But Jesus is stronger. When he commanded those to leave, it was like a fire lit up on the inside of me and blazed, literally, and all around me. The power of God and the presence of God was so strong. Well, my headache was gone like that. And really, I have hardly ever had a headache since. Nothing in comparison to that. Well, when something happens to you, the Lord does something for you, you want to tell it. It's good news. So different people came up to the book table, and I was all bubbly, and I would tell them about my healing, and they'd say, where is this man? I need him to pray for me. And there were many, many people healed of heart attacks and heart trouble during that convention, and we let him use our room, and I used to send the people up there, and we had long lines down the hall, and so wonder we didn't all get thrown out. People getting healed. And I said to him, oh, I wish you could pray for my mother and father. My mother and dad are Assembly of God ministers, and my dad has had a heart attack and hasn't been able to preach for 10 years. The doctor says it'll kill him if he preaches again. So he says, well, I'll go home by way of their house and pray for them. Where do they live? And I said, in northern Missouri, near Quincy, Illinois. And I said, oh, that's terribly out of your way. No, we'll drive by. Well, I don't know how many of you know about Assembly of God ministers. They're wonderful people. So we were to meet him at my parents' house. But our car broke down, so he goes, knocks on the door, and he says to them, to my mother, and I don't know if my dad was in there or not, I have come to pray for you, and Jesus is going to heal you. My mother had arthritis so bad that they were shooting cortisone under her kneecaps and told her that she would be confined to a wheelchair and all the things doctors tell you. So my mother looked at him, and she invited him in, and so he began to pray, and then my dad came in, and he said to my dad, you have a tiny little spirit on a valve in your heart, and when you begin to preach, the spirit holds it down and won't let it open and close properly, and therefore you don't get any oxygen. And my dad says, well, I know I don't get oxygen when I try to preach. So he commanded it to leave, and my dad will be 82 years old, and we called him the other day. I'm surprised he isn't down here, but he still is pulling the trailer around and preaching. He had just finished a week's meeting. And he is younger sometimes than I think I am. And he's still going strong. He has never had trouble with his heart since. My mother was healed of arthritis, and she was a little more leery. You know, some of the things the Holy Spirit says to us, we might not always want to hear it. So when Brother Williams told her, this arthritis spirit is lying right here in your stomach, and it's looking out at me with its beady eyes, it's a serpent, and I'm going to cast it out. My mother always has hated snakes, so she was very glad to get rid of that serpent. Well, praise the Lord. Now, all of you, I was sitting back there really weeping on the inside at all of the of God's people that need healing and help. And I know the Lord is going to meet all of you. When we open up our hearts, now, if you get hurt and bad enough, you don't care what kind of a demon they're going to call out of you. Because if you're hurting bad enough, it's so wonderful to get rid of it. And once you get rid of a few, then you want to get rid of a lot more. And it's always good to say, Lord, I just open my heart up to you, Jesus. You can always open your heart to Jesus. We've opened our hearts to the enemy so long that we'd hardly know the difference. But as we yield to the Holy Ghost, as we yield to the power of God, the Lord wants to do all these things for us. He doesn't want us walking around crippled and sick. And once we come to the realization of really who's making us sick, we'd like to think it was just a normal thing. We hate to think that it's the enemy that makes us sick. But really it is. It really is. And when we get rid of the cause, the body is so manufactured that it can just heal itself. You know that? When we get rid of the cause, then the body, even the liver, will restore itself. And God has made the provision. And I am so anxious to have all of you here, Brother Hammond, this afternoon. Because I was under many curses. I know I've got to shut up at 12 o'clock. I was under many curses. Another man, another deliverance minister, the very first one really that had ever prayed for me, broke many curses over me. And when he did, the chains fell off. Literally, I felt them fall off. And I have never been the same. Now, you may think being an Assembly of God preacher's daughter that you're all super spiritual and everything. Look, ministers' children suffer an awful lot. Especially in early Pentecost in the early 30s, it was not easy. A meeting like this that my dad used to hold would have more people outside fighting us, throwing eggs and rocks in the window, than we had on the inside. The whole town would come out. Maybe that would be good again, I don't know, but it was terrible persecution. It's very hard on children. And the Lord has just met us in a wonderful way. This place is destined to help people. We're not here to show anything except Jesus Christ. There's so much suffering. If you could only hear the phone calls night and day, they're coming here, the letters. We just need more of the power of God to break these bondages. We need more of Jesus in our lives. We need to repent more. We need to seek God more. Why do we have to wait till the persecution hits the United States? Why do we have to wait for it to seek God until some calamity hits us? Let's seek His face today. Let's all come back this afternoon to hear Brother Hammond. Teach on these curses. It's a very important knowledge that we all need. There's so many curses. They seem to come from every direction. And we don't even know when we open ourselves up to them. Or when we're born many times. Some of these people up here have had them for generations back in their families. But Jesus is able to break these chains. And He's going to do it. He'll have a people. He says, I'm bringing a people out of a people, out of a people. And He's going to have a pure church without spot or wrinkle. When Brother Bunch was here, he was talking about the wrinkles that speak of old age. We want to be alive and youthful in the spirit, don't we? When we're alive in the spirit, then our bodies are healthy. But when these dead things that cause death in our bodies lurk in us, then we're a sickly church. But this afternoon, there's going to be another deliverance service. Now, it'll be different. All of these ministers, the Holy Spirit works different through them. Let's honor all of our speakers. And if one doesn't do it quite like you do, well, just get in there and back him up anyway. Let's don't get our eyes on any men, because that will just ruin this campground. We cannot get our eyes on any person. It's Jesus Christ. When David Alsobrook speaks tonight, his ministry, I think he said he's going to preach on, what is it, warfare? Some kind of overcoming? Overcoming. You see, it's all the overcomers that are going to get all the juicy rewards. And if you don't have anything to overcome, then you can't be an overcomer. So let's all just cooperate and pray for all of the speakers. Believe you me, we need prayer all the time. constantly. Just breathe a prayer in the spirit. Come in speaking in tongues and praying. Don't come in visiting so much. Come in praying in the spirit. That'll help Brother Hammond so much this afternoon. This is not an easy job in the deliverance ministry. It's much easier to get up and preach on faith and prosperity and love and all of those things which are vital for us to hear to balance us. But it takes a real man of God to withstand the devil. You see, many starts, there are many deliverance ministries that have started, but it gets too hard, and they'd rather preach something else easier. Brother Hammond is a wonderful man of God, and we just want to pray for him this afternoon. Now, we're going to have lunch here, and if you want to stay here or if you want to go back to your cabins or your motels, that's perfectly all right, but we'll have a lunch back here, and then we'll start singing about 2:30. And Brother Hammond will begin to, don't plan to think that we might sing 30 minutes and you can come in at 3 o'clock. He might start right at 2 o'clock preaching. You might miss something. So you come right on time, and God is going to deliver you and break these chains and these curses this afternoon. There are a lot of curses out here in this audience. Now, don't get scared. Now, I used to get so frightened of Derek Prince when he would have these deliverance services in the early days when he first came over here. It was also new to all of us, and I would tremble and shake. In fact, I'd find every excuse I could not to go to his meetings. But I had to. Glenn would always say, well, why aren't you going to the meeting? Or, you know, always asking me questions. And I was so afraid.
He wouldn't admit she was afraid.
But no, too much pride. You see, you can't admit you're afraid because you got too much pride. But I needed a real overhaul of deliverance, and finally, I submitted to God and the Holy Ghost and let him pray for me, and I have been all the better since, and you will too. Praise the Lord.
You know, the thing that made us a believer in Brother Williams' ministry was not the fact that he prayed for Irma and that, but the fact that he took the time to go clear to northern Missouri to pray for her folks. And then after he prayed for them, the result that was there. Irma's mother's bones had deteriorated such that they were just like sponges. And they were all deteriorated in, and the doctors told her that they could lock at any time or they could crack at any time in her knees, and that they could do nothing for them. After Brother Williams prayed for her and cast that demon of arthritis out, in time, her body restored itself, and those knees, all that deteriorated bone in both knees, grew back and became normal again. You see. Now, God could have done a miracle and done it overnight, instantly, you know, but he didn't. He let the body restore itself. It's the way it is made to be. So God made it that way, and he let it work that way and let her legs, knees, restore naturally and become normal again. And she never had any more trouble with that in her legs and her knees or the arthritis because God took it out and it didn't come back. Well, faithful. We had a wonderful time at prayer meeting this morning. Those came for breakfast at 7:30. Then we had prayer meeting here and almost didn't quit for the morning service. So we'll pick up again in the morning at 8:30 and have prayer meeting again and have a good time of praying before the morning service. And so we'll dismiss you now and see you at 2:30 and again at around 7 o'clock, a little after.
This is the end of this. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.